Now, a leading geriatrician has called on the government to introduce RSV and shingles vaccines for older people here to help reduce the impact of these illnesses on the population and reduce the risk of stroke. The vaccines are currently available to older populations in the UK, and the call comes at a time of concern about the severity of this year's flu season. For more on this, we're joined by Professor Ronan Collins, consultant geriatrician and director of stroke services at Talla University Hospital. Professor Collins, thanks for speaking to us this afternoon. Many people will be familiar with the risk of flu in older people, but less so with RSV, which is something most people associate with younger children. How big a problem is it?
It's a substantial problem. I think in general, I think people are familiar with the respiratory side effects of obviously flu, COVID, RSV, etc. But they don't necessarily associate such illnesses with a rise in heart attack, heart failure, stroke, and even actually the risk of developing dementia. And so I think the reason I wrote the article in today's journal was just to highlight the fact that these are systemic illnesses that don't just affect your chest, but also have a more profound effect on your system. And some of that risk can persist for quite a while after the infections. We know that flu increases your risk of stroke, and that vaccination effectively reduces that risk by up to 25-30%. We similarly know that RSV is linked to a fivefold increase in heart and stroke problems after an RSV infection. And again, vaccination is effective in reducing that by up to 25-30%. We also know that shingles, which is not a respiratory illness, is associated with an increase of stroke by about a factor of somewhere between 2 and 4 fold. And again, that vaccination against shingles reduces that risk. And both vaccination against flu, RSV, and shingles can reduce the instance of sooner development of dementia by up to 30%. So I suppose what I had in mind when I was writing the article was to try and raise public awareness to this fact. Also the importance of vaccination, and also to say that maybe as a society we should have a similar approach to vaccination of high-risk groups and as we get older, as we do with children.
And you want to see vaccines for RSV and shingles offered to older populations here. How easy would that be?
Well, I think like all vaccination programs, and hence the importance of talking to the experts in public health and to our colleagues in ICGP and in the Irish Pharmacy Union as to how this must be rolled out. But I think to have a published schedule as to how they could be administered and over what time frame, I think that's where you need the experts in public health, infectious diseases, and our colleagues in ICGP, as I said, to advise on how that schedule may look like. And you know, in an ideal world, I'd like to think that older people and at-risk people would have a vaccine schedule that could be delivered electronically and ticked off as each vaccine is done.
And these vaccines are available in the UK at the moment, is that right, for older populations?
Yeah, so they are. So the RSV vaccine is available to people, as is the shingles vaccine. Shingles vaccine over 75, I think, and the RSV vaccine over the age of 65. Because in addition to the health benefits to the individual person, and I stress again, beyond the respiratory illness, the risk of stroke and serious heart disease following such infections. These infections place a major burden on our health service each year. And so if you wanted to look at the efficacy, let's take the RSV vaccine, for example. And if you look, this was rolled out to children last year. So if you compare a period before they introduced the RSV vaccine to a similar period 12 months later from data taken last year, you see that you had 41 cases of RSV noted in newborns compared to 656 the previous year. 24 babies were hospitalised compared to 413 cases in the same period.
Okay.
And only 5 babies admitted to ICU compared to 64 in the previous year. Now, I'm using babies because they're a very vulnerable group, but also older adults and some other groups who may have chronic disease, such as heart disease, COPD, cancer patients who may be on treatment, these vaccines are effective, and we have very good international data now showing not only their efficacy and safety, but also the fact that they impact on very serious illnesses like stroke, heart disease and dementia.
There we must leave it, but Professor Ronan Collins, consultant geriatrician and director of stroke services at Tallaght University Hospital, thank you for speaking to us on This Week.